It was like this, if I may. So, actually, I did not have much contact with Bodhimanta Prabhu, but he did come to Germany, I think 1972 or something, because he started off the book distribution in USA. And then Prabhupada gave him the special mission to go all over the world and teach everyone to distribute books. Great. So he came to Germany and taught the devotees there to distribute books. And in any case, he, I just want to say that, but he was a very special personality that we for sure noticed and we learned a lot of. Because he like ended up coming to the temple like middle of the night from somewhere, ended up at the wrong, first at the wrong address, most probably got in contact with some Krishna's friend who was living nearby, somehow or another, how he got in contact with that one, stayed over there, and then ending up middle of the night entering into the temple we had in Hamburg in Germany. And then next morning giving a lecture on something, Vyasadev, you know, compiling the Vedas, sitting in meditation, and realizing the Vedic truth, and then of course then he gets into the book distribution and fires everyone up about the book distribution. So that was going on something like 1972. And I remember that after that the distribution in Germany increased very much. That was going on. So that was just, I came to think, actually Prabhupada gave that mission to Bodhimanta at that time to start off. And I think it, in a high degree, did, at least in Germany, have an impact on the distribution.
That's clear, same thing too.
Same thing there. I just wanted to mention that.
Last year, when Bodhimanta, he was in Vrindavan. Last year when... came to Vrindavan, Bodhimanta, he was there, and Ayodhyapati Prabhu was taking care of him. So we went over to him sometimes and heard some stories about his when he was distributing in Japan.
That's not loud. Louder.
So one time he was telling, he was going in one mall, and they had these big shoulder bags. Can you hold this? And so like one over each shoulder, and they're full of books, like maybe 2 times 50 pounds. So somehow or another he was turning around, and there's so many people that he banged into a whole group of 3-4 people, and they all fell on the ground, and they're all Japanese, so they're very polite, so they all come and, oh, I'm sorry. And then he was like looking over, and he was turning around, and he hit another section, and like this, he did it like, you know, just like, not by purpose, but this way he hit like, anyway, during the, before Lord Nityananda's appearance day, that was last year, he was thinking that he wanted to collect some money for Lord Nityananda. So he went on the Gurukul building, and he borrowed some clothes of one sannyasi and dressed up like a sannyasi, and he found an old danda, and then he went down in front of the temple, and he practically couldn't walk, he was so sick, but he collected more money for Lord Nityananda than anyone else. That was his latest Sankirtan story.
The day before Bodhimanta Prabhu left his body, we were at Jagannath Mandir, and I distinctly remember Hanumat Prasad Swami Maharaj. You mentioned?
I remember.
Yeah. When Maharaj made his Manipuri presentation, scientific presentation, I remember you, Maharaj, mentioning his name. That was the day before. And the day he left his body, that was Shivaratri. And that day we visited Suvarna Vihar. The Suvarna Vihar. This is where the Suvarna Sen king lived. That was his palace. And Suvarna Sen appeared as Buddhimant Khan during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. Also, we read that day, and we mentioned it a few times, that anyone who leaves body in Godrum Veep, Lord Gauranga personally comes and shouts. No, Shiva. Lord Shiva personally comes and he shouts out loud the name of Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. And there's no fear for such person. He becomes fearless and he goes directly back to the abode of the Lord. So while he was leaving his body in Vrindavan, he was in Vrindavan for, someone said, a year and a half. I mean, I know, but I don't know how much time. Long time, more than 1 year, he was there in the process of leaving his body because he had a brain cancer. So, as we were going through that, actually that day, after I told you these pastimes of Samudra, Suvarna Sen, and talked about Buddhiman Khan, after I did that, I was feeling a little not very good, because I was thinking I could have mentioned Buddhimanta Prabhu. That day I was feeling, why did I not mention that we have a god brother? And because Maharaj had talked about him very briefly the day before, the night before. So I was feeling I could have mentioned Buddhimanta Prabhu's name in the connection with this Buddhimant Khan and whole Suvarna Vihar pastime. I was feeling so bad, so I'm just thinking that all these thoughts that we had and we were that day very much there with Buddhimant Khan. When in his previous life he was Suvarna Sen. We also talked about Shiva chanting out name into the ears. And that was Shivaratri. That's the biggest day of Lord Shiva. The day Buddhiman Khan Prabhu, Buddhiman Prabhu left his body in Vrindavan. So we hope Shiva chanted the name of Gauranga in his ears when he left the body. And he has reached the right destination. As Prabhupada promised. Till last breath he kept his promises and vows, and he was sincere soul and big book distributor, so. So we hope, pray that Krishna has accepted him.
While doing Sankirtan, before? While we were doing Sankirtan before, we used to have the same question that Mahadevi asked about what's happened at the moment of death, and there was this answer from Srila Prabhupada, we used to hear, that even if we not Krishna conscious and we have some attachment at the moment of death, Gauranga Mahaprabhu will jump in our mind with his 2 feet and we will be obliged to think of him. Hare Krishna.
Actually, Buddhimanta Prabhu, we had one verse from the Madhurya Mahatmya, and it says that anyone who dies in Vrindavan, even a worm, he goes back to Godhead. So Buddhimanta said, so then I also got a chance. So he kept it next to his one verse from the Madhurya Mahatmya that explains that anyone who dies in Vrindavan, whether he be a tree, a beast, an insect, or even a worm, he can go back to Godhead. So Buddhimanta, he wrote it down, and then he put it in a silver frame that came back.
And then he said that if the worms have a chance, then I might also have a chance.
He said that.
He said that.
What did he say?
Last year.
No.
We pick up.
Must turn the speaker in that direction.
Turn the speaker.
So Bodhimanda Prabhu, he got a verse from the...
I'll say on your behalf.
So there was one verse from the Maturya Mahatmya,
loud enough,
which says that anyone who dies in Vrindavan, he goes back to Godhead, even a worm or a beast or anything. So he had that written down, and it was put in a silver frame. So he kept that next to his bed. So he said that so if a worm can go back to Godhead in Vrindavan, then I also have a chance.
Hari Hari Baba!
Hari Baba!
Any other comments? Buddhimanta is a topic. Buddhimanta. Prabhu. About Buddhimanta. We don't want to change the topic. That's prasadam.
Hey, Buddhimanta.
Okay, here. Buddhimanta prasadam story.
Haribo!
So we usually have a feast for departed Vaishnavas. So if we follow Bodhimanta's example, he was describing that when he first was in Los Angeles, went down there to distribute books. And Los Angeles is all parking lots and hot asphalt. It gets 110 degrees with smog. And they would go out every day, he said, you know, from the early morning until the evening and distribute books. And you'd go out to people in the cars. And he lived on the same diet every day, I think, for a couple of years. So he'd have it for breakfast. And what it is one head of cauliflower, one jar of peanut butter, and one tub of sour cream. I mean, that's surprising he left his body a little early. But that was what he said, the Sankirtan diet. For 2 years, with a head of cauliflower, a jar of peanut butter, and a tub of sour cream. Sankirtan ki jai!
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 Yeah,
here, here.
Okay,
there
we
go.
So we have to do? The book distributor should make...
When I joined the movement, Bodhimanta, he had been to England some years before in the same vein to fire up the Sankirtan devotees. So devotees, they used to tell the story about Bodhimanta going on Oxford Street. So if anybody's ever been on Oxford Street, it's very, very crowded. There are thousands and thousands of people just walking up and down the sidewalk. So Bodhimanta would go, and in his mood, he'd kneel down right in the middle of the street and just implore the people to surrender and take a book and give a donation. And the people would be so dumbfounded that somebody would just kneel down and beg them right in the middle of Oxford Street that they would start giving donations like that. So when I first heard the name Bodhimanta, it was in connection with this story of him doing avidut-like activities that really cannot be imitated. Also, when I was in Vrindavan, Kartik 89, Bodhimanta was there, and he was still able to walk with a bit of assistance. So what he would do is he would go out on the main road in Vrindavan with some help, and every day he would go out and he would distribute books, because he said that he wanted to leave his body distributing Srila Prabhupada's books.
So as far as I know,
as long as he was able to go out, he would go out daily and distribute books in this way, because his desire was to leave his body in that mood. Bodhimanta Prabhu ki
jai! Any other book distributor remembers him? Any of his pastimes or thoughts or... Any other book distributor? Sankirtan man or a mother?
Oh, at least two of us got our first book from him.
That's what he said the other day.
Well, Hoffman was over there, yeah. At least two of us got our book from him.
Maharaj got the first book came to Maharaj from Buddhiman Prabhu.
And also other devotees too. At least two people here.
And there's another devotee who received a book from Buddhiman Prabhu. Who is that? Someone here, Maharaj, thinks there's another devotee with us.
Oh, yes.
Dayasara Prabhu.
Hello.
Just see. You are grateful?
He's a bhakti.
You are grateful that he gave you the bhakti. Eternally indebted.
Actually, also the Vrindavan temple was built from a lot of money collected in Japan, and one of the main forces there was, of course, Bodhimanta Prabhu.
Yeah, here.
Oh, he's getting
excited. Prasadam is ready.
Jai.
So, about 2 years ago, I went in to see Bodhimanta, and he asked me where I was preaching. I told him I was working mainly in Hong Kong, sometimes going to China and Taiwan. And he said, oh yeah, I went there too. He said, we printed the first Chinese Bhagavad Gita, and then I went office to office in Sooth, and I sold it to all the businessmen. And I personally went, I've been in many offices, I still find people, they say, oh yes, I got the Bhagavad Gita in Chinese, you know, Bodhimanta has sold it to them. He told me also he went into China, and they smuggled books in, and they distributed them in communist China. And he also went in Taiwan, and he worked there for some time with Trivikram Swami. And they had a big preaching program, but he said, we had a lot of trouble there. He said, we got a lot of people came to our first program, but then nobody came for the second program, because we couldn't speak any Chinese.
I was born on Guam. You know, which is a little island, the Marianas Islands. And Bodhimanta said, yeah, I was there for a while, I distributed some books for a couple of days. I think he's distributed books in every single you know, country.
I was born on Guam at the end of World War II. It's a tiny island in the middle of the Pacific. And I mentioned that one time, of course, and Bodhi said, yeah, I was there for one day. A plane landed, I think, and took off. And he said, I distributed books. I rented a car. I just went out and was drinking coconuts and was distributing books in between the airplanes. It's like nowhere, you know.
Jai.
Bodhimanta Prabhu ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada's transfer of book distribution ki.
Jai.
Right
there, Mahaprabhu is
resting. Jai!
Gauranga!
This parikrama part is the cooking. Cooking is going on. That means we are not very far from our destination. And eventually this afternoon you come back here from another half kilometer? Right? Half kilometer walk? So less than half kilometer walk until we reach our Godrum ji. Godrum. What process? Kirtanam. Who does Kirtan there? Lord Shiva is always engaged in Kirtan. What Kirtan does he do? What means?
Goranga!
What happened to you? Nothing happened. And then Rudra Dvi, no, Ritu Dvi. What happened there? That's established.
Archanam.
Archanam. Probably very few deities from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time now found in Navadvip Mandal. And one of those few deities are found in Ritudvip. They are physically called Galadhar. And that is
Archanam.
That is what goes on there. Since 400 or 500 years, Archana is going on in that place. I'm just trying to... So we made like a 5-6 feet of feet. Tables on the stairs. To understand why that particular process is in one particular island. So, Janhu Dvi, this refers to Muni called Janhu Muni. So the great Muni performing his ashram in this island. Once upon a time, long time ago, with the efforts of Bhagirath, who was a descendant of King Sagar. You know Sagar? Sagar had 60,000 sons. And they were all burned to the ashes. As Kapil opened his eyes and looked at them, it burned right there. And then they were burned at the place which is now known as Ganga Sagar. We mentioned that this morning, about 80 miles from here, on the bank of Bay of Bengal, place where Ganga, the Sagar ocean. Because they claimed, accused Lord Kapil for stealing the horse which they had arranged for the sacrifice. But in fact, it was Indra who had stolen and tied that, brought that horse and put that in the compound of Kapil Muni. No fault of Kapil Muni. But when they, the Sagars, 60,000 sons, they were going all over looking for the horse. They found the horse in a compound of Kapil Muni, and they said, you are the thief. Oh, you are the one who stole our horse. So that was the fact. So Kapil was very angry, or Kapil made, as he looked at them, the burnt. From the body, the flames emanated from each body, 60,000 bodies, little hips of little 60,000 hips of ashes there. So this was kind of, they accused the Lord of such a sinful act. This is how they ended their life. So certainly they did not attain the final destination, Param, no going back to Godhead. So the descendants of Sagar have be sold or be merged in the sacred water of Ganga. So he performed austerities and penances, and after a long, long time, the Ganga, which the flowing bed is the heavenly part of the world, he agreed to appear. Then we know from Bhagavatam, he was wondering, when I come down all the way from heaven to the earth with a great speed, someone has to slow me down. Someone has to be there to apply the brakes so that I stop, otherwise Earth may go out of the orbit or... So what could be done? So if this something could be done, I could possibly come. So then Bhagavan had to pray, beg at the lotus feet of Shiva, and Shiva agreed. And then Ganga was worried that when I appear, all sinful men are going to rush and have a holy dip. They're going to throw all their sins in my waters. Then when I get loaded with those sins, I'm going to sink. Who's going to lift me up? Who's going to give me relief? And it was arranged that not only sinful people would come and take bath, but some pious souls, great Mahatmas also would come and take bath. And Ganga said she was satisfied with that arrangement. Then Shiva, he agreed to, when Ganga flows all the way from heaven, Shiva agreed to hold her in her matted hair. So that is why one name of Shiva is Gangadhar. Gangadhar is the name of Shiva. He holds Ganga. He comes to a great speed and he enters the matted hair of Shiva, like a big ocean there, big lake there. Then she comes out. And that is Gangotri. And Himalayan mountain, no, dripping. So as ultimately he arrived, reached on the earth. Then Bhagirath, so he was the one who was making attempts for her to Ganga to come. So he was showing, he was requesting Ganga, you go come this way, you go that way. So he was going all over. He started from Gangotri and he was running. And as he ran, Ganga was going behind. Okay, whichever you want me to go. So he was going as he was going behind this Bhagirath, King Bhagirath. So after going through all these different prayas means confluence. So many other rivers were meeting, Ganga and Rishikesh, Haridwar, like that, all those places, Varanasi, Ganga ultimately coming to Uttar Pradesh and then Bihar and enter Bengal and then to Nadia district. Bhagirath was running, the river was running behind, the great speed she was coming. So at that time, when ultimately Ganga entered this Navadvip area, and in this dweep, in this island, Janu Muni was performing his austerities and meditations in his ashram in this dweep. So when the river was flowing at a great speed, and Ganga was very wide and deep. With that, the whole ashram, everyone, everything, all that whole ashram of Janu Muni started floating and flowing down the river. And with this, Janu Muni, when he realized that, he was very furious, became very, very angry, and he could not tolerate this act of Ganga and Bhagirath. He wanted to stop him. Stop it! So what did he do? He started drinking, swallowing whole Ganga. And very soon there was no Ganga. Ganga was not flowing anymore. And he drank the whole Ganga. Dhanamuni. So Bhagirath, he had spent, you know, thousands of years fulfill all the conditions, and you know, he was running from Gangotri all the way. He had ran for, you know, over 1,000 miles. And only 80 more miles to go before, you know, before that Kapil Muni's ashram where 60,000 of his forefathers, his tombs were waiting to get submerged with the Ganga water. He was feeling jubilant that very soon my forefathers will be liberated. And now here in Jandudweep, what happened? There's no more Ganga. What a frustration. What a loss. So how did you feel? You lost only $200. Something you lost. Since then he has stopped doing kirtan. Lost all his moves. You could see the effort of thousands of years. So then started begging at the feet of Jandudweep and was breaking his head and his feet so that he would release the Ganga. And ultimately Jandudweep was satisfied and he agreed to release Ganga. And Ganga,
Gangotri, did you explain where that is?
Jandu meaning Thai. So he drank through the mouth, put Ganga into the mouth, and it came out of his thigh, from the little hole in his thigh. And from the thigh, the whole river came out again. And then Bhagirath again he got into jogging. Started running and he reached and his family raided his forefathers. So that pastime in this area. Yeah. So from that time Ganga's other name is Jandavi. It comes from the thigh of Jandu Muni. Jandavi Tatavane Jagamana Lo. So Jandavi Tate, Jandavi Ganga, that means on the bank of Ganga. That whole Arati Ki Shobha that was going on the bank of Ganga. So that is why one name of Ganga is Jandavi, related with Jandu Muni. Sometimes we mix up these two names, Jandava and Jandavi. Jandava is another person. Who is Jandava? Shakti of Nityanand, consort of Nityanand Prabhu. Jandava Pada Padma Kariya. Sarana Padma Kariya. Pada Padma Kariya. Kariya Smana. So that is Jandava and this is Jandavi. Huh? Not only coming, but his whole property, everything, including himself, they're going down the drain, down to the ocean. anyone would feel angry. So that's what I just want to say about grief. Maharaj is here now, he will read from Dhanodhi Mahatma.
Maharaj takes part in all this morning, so he's already described major portion from Navadvip Dham Mahatma, glories of Navadvip Dham by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as Nityananda Prabhu told Jiva Goswami and other associates. The rest portion, very little, I'm reading now. সেই হইতে জাহ্নবী হইল তার নাম জাহ্নবী বলিয়া ডাকে সকল সংসার নিত্যানন্দ বলে জন্মদ্বীপ নাম ভদ্রবন নামে খ্যাত মনোহর ধাম দিস প্লেস উইথ এনচান্ট দ্য মাইন্ড অফ এভরিবডি ইজ অ্যাজ গুড অ্যাজ ভদ্রবন in Vrindavan. The 12 ones in the Nandriya forest, one is called Bhadravan, Bhadravan. So this part of Jannadvip is as good as Bhadravan of Vrindavan. Vaisthane Jannadvip Papua Chodilam, Suvarna Potima Gaur Darshan Koyilam. In this place, Jannadvani used to do a lot of austerity and devotional service. When he executed, one day, Mahaprabhu began pleased, appeared in front of him in a molten golden color. Ketajanu Muni Boise, Sandha Kodivare, Bhagirathi Vege, Kosan Pusi, Pali Dhare, as Maharaj described, this is mentioned here. Janu Muni, one evening, when he was doing his evening ritual, which the activity, now they were sanskari, Bhagirathi came and by the currents of the river, all these Kosakushi, that means Asman Patra, were carried away by the current of the river. Adipuni Kosakushi, Vasya, Tolila, and went on floating all those paraphernalia. Bundushe Ganga, Jal, Sampan, Tolila. So, they said, Jannamuni got angry and he, with two palm, holding like that, and he hold the Ganges and drank all Ganges water. Gondusha Ganga, Bhagirath, Mani Bhave, Kosar Ganga Gela. So Bhagirath thought, where is the Ganga? Where has she gone? He couldn't see her. Biyala haiya tabe bhavite lagila. Then he became overwhelmed from separation for the Ganges mother, and he started thinking. Jannamuni paan koila sab ganga jal, jani bhagirath mane haila bikal. Then later he could understand it is only Jannamuni who must have drank the whole Ganges. So he became very depressed. Kotodin Munire Pujila Mahadev. For a long time he tried to please Jannamuni. Ganga Vidurya Ganga Kurilo Gahi. Then when Jannamuni became very pleased, he left Ganges flow from his thigh, as Maharaj said. Shari Hoite Jannavi Hoilo Namtar. Since she came out from the thigh of Jannu, the great saint Jannu, so she was named Jannavi. Jannavi Bhagyadake Sakura Samsara. From then on, he became known as Jannavi throughout the world. Kakudin Parireta Ganga Nandan. After some days, the son of Mother Ganga, Vishwadev, Bhagya Pita Mahadhar's son, Vishwadev came here and saw the Jannamuni, who is considered his grandfather, no? Mother's father. Vishwadeva Koila Pita Mahadarshan, Vishwadev Adar Kare Jannu Mahasaya. Since Vishwadev is our grandson, so the great sage Jannamuni cared him lot affectionately. Bahu Din Dakhe Kare Apo Nalai, and asked him to stay in his residence for a long time. Janustane Bhishma Dharma Shikila Apar. So when he stayed with Janamuni, he should have learned a lot from Janamuni about religious life. Yudhishthira Shikha Dhira Shri Dharma Sar. And he taught King Yudhishthira what he learned from Janamuni. Bhishma Dev. Navadvipe Thaki Bhishma Paila Bhakti Dham. This way, Bhishma Dev, staying in Navadvip Dham, he got the treasure of devotional service to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Vaishnava Madhyate Bhishma Vaila Ganan. This way, he became one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. We know there are 12 Mahajan, and one of them is Bhishma Dev. Atev Jannati Param Pavan. Therefore, this island of Jannu is the deliverer, greatest deliverer of the living entity. Etavas Kore Sada Bhagavan Jan, one who is fortunate, will come here and live. Kaidine Jannadube Nityananda Rai, Bhaktagan Sarare Bhakter Alai. That day, Nityananda Prabhu, with Jiva Goswami and others, stayed in the house of some devotees. Here. Pardin Pratipabhu Dhoye Bhaktavan, Madhatru Nitra Tave Kohidara Gaman. Next day, with all the devotees, taking all the devotees with him, Nityananda Prabhu started moving towards Madhatru Beach. Island. Jandava Nitai Kado, Jaharu Gohima, a Bhakti Vinod Gai, Nodhya Mohima. Bhakti Vinod, who considers this place of Nodhya, glorious place of Nodhya, and who glorifies the Navadvip Dham, trying to take shelter at the lotus feet of Nityananda and his eternal consort, Mother Jandava. This is Jannava Nityananda Prabhu ki! This is the description of Bhakti Vinod Thakur of this place. Now, something else there. Here we know that Vasudev Datta and Saranga Mudaris, deities are here. I think they are doing some offering. So later on you can see. Though, still, you can know there is some story. We must probably hide here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he used to go to school, sometimes he'd come and take, relax here under this tree. Used to be a small bakul tree, and this is almost hollow inside. And there, you know, the career of Lakshmi Devi, or the spiritual world, is owls. But among owls, which are very rare, are the white ones. So, there are 4 or 6 owls live inside the hole, and often they in the evening arati or mangal arati, not many people there, they come down here to see the arati. And actually it's the offshoot of the bakul tree and became a huge tree. Inside it almost hollow. We saw sometimes before also, many years back, hollow portion. And Ganges was not very far. One Sarva Thakur used to live here and worship his deity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him to make devotees initiate them to Krishna consciousness. But he was always reluctant to make disciples. But one day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu insisted him long time, then he agreed. He said, all right, next tomorrow, whoever I see first, I'll initiate him, that's all. Only one person. So, when he was going to take bath in the Ganges and taking a dip, suddenly he felt something touching his body. And he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Actually, it was a dead body. At once, since he's a pure devotee and the associate of the Lord, he has got tremendous potency in his chanting. So, at once, the dead body came to life. And that was the person whose name was later given, Saranga Murari. So, Dhiya Radha Gopinath here is a deity of Saranga Murari.
What's that? Gopinath
Saranga Murari. The small Radha, you can see a small one, is a Sarangamuna is used to worship this Radha Gopinath. And Vasudev Doctors, Radha Madan Mohan is a big one. Huh? What the other one? They are the original deity. Very beautiful, you can see. And Vasudev Doctor, Vasudev Doctor also used to live here, not far, nearby. And we know about Vasudev Doctor Prabhupada sometimes. Highly spoke about Vasudev Doctor. Prabhupada once said, what Jesus Christ is nothing compared to what Vasudev Doctor is there. Vasudev Doctor once said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, so many living entities in this world coming and going, taking birth and suffering. Birth, death, old age, disease, again and again, going through 8 million species of life and remaining in ignorance, not doing any devotion or service. So please, let me suffer whatever sinful activity I have done, all of them. I will suffer for them and rot here and let them, please, you deliver them. So since he is a pure devotee of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the heart of a pure devotee. So he said, Prabhupada commented that since he is a pure devotee, he desired, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, because of your desire, all will be delivered. But he don't have to know. Since you desire that. So, but still, your devotee doesn't care. He said, I would rather suffer for them, whatever sinful activity they have done. So Prabhupada commented like that. But what Christ did, one should be like, one can think of what Vasudev Dutta, he desires, want to do. Deliver the living in general.
I'm not sure. Maharaj, can you say again who initiated Sarangamura with that body? What was the name of that devotee?
Sarangamura is the name of the disciple. Yes. And his spiritual master is? Just Sarang. Sarang is the spiritual master, Sarangamura is the disciple. Okay, so get exhausted, we are no more. So we have the ability to be tired. So you all come in front of the deities and take nice darshan, offer your obeisances and offer some donations. Then only you will go. The next place is Vrindavan Das Thakur's third place, and there are also a set of deities there. Vrindavan Das Thakur ki. Fold your hands. So this is the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur, this place. The name of the mother is Malini and Narayani. And the name of father, I don't want to mention. Gaudiya don't mention, he says. Maybe he did not belong to the right sampradaya. So we have arrived in Modadrun Deep, which represents Ayodhya Dham. The whole description of this dweep will be reading that in a few minutes. Sorry. Yeah, he forgot his, he feels. So Dasyam is the process here. There is only one more dweep to go. Then we go to Antardweep. And if you like, we could go all over again. Just keep going in this circle. Hmm? Instead of going in samsara. Hmm? Between hell and heaven. So you go between, go around in circles. You know, deep down. As someone said today, if the war goes on and
forget everything.
All the airlines stop flying. What you could possibly do is learn how to walk on the ocean and how padyatra across the Pacific or Atlantic or the time is flying. This is especially when you have fun. Then time really flies. And Radha and Krishna were dancing in rasa dance. It was a long, long night. They were having a lot of nice time. But they were feeling, oh, this time has gone so quickly. It was a long time. Similarly, you know what day is today?
Sunday.
Sunday 5th. And how many of you knew that today is Sunday? Tell me. How many of you knew today was Sunday? Honestly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 15. 15 devotees knew that today was Sunday. Out of almost 200 here, only 15.
It's because it's on the watch.
No, oh.
It's right here.
It's good on the watch.
Otherwise. Right, we forget this is beyond time and beyond space and beyond everything mundane. In association of devotees and in the holy dharma, it is so easy to forget. Time and place, the world and the day and date and all those things. So one more day, that is, we'll be crossing Ganga again. Boat or
boat?
Another boat ride. And that brings us to Rudradweep. That is Sakyam, Dasyam, Sakyam. What do you mean? Sakyam. Friendship. In this island, besides what we'll be reading from the Adi Mahatmya, which is all Ayodhya description, this is the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur. You all know Vrindavan Das Thakur. He is a compiler of Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was compiled before Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Bhagavat has the Adi Leela section is much bigger, much larger. The childhood pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have been described by Vrindavan Das Thakur with great elaboration. Portions which he has not elaborated upon are covered by Krishnadas Kaviraj and Chaitanya Charitamrita. And both of these authors of Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita are referring to or the childhood pastime. They're referring to the diary of Murari Gupta, who went to the school in Vidyanagar and who stayed in, where did he stay? Where was his residence? You remember residence of Murari Gupta? Mayapur. You're seeing that the way I...
Haldev.
Yeah, resting. You're walking every day, they're walking to the school? The way that Pujari was explaining, he said, every day on the way to school, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took rest on the Bakun tree. So from Mayapur, across Ganga, and then every day. Is that?
Not so far.
Not so far. Yeah. So they were going, get them up or come into the school and just Murari Gupta also. So Vrindavana Thakur is Srila Vyasadeva?
Yes, incarnation.
His incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva. So he appeared in seemingly materially speaking humble place and simple place, but this place is more valuable than places in Hong Kong or places in New York. Isn't it? He was aware of the skyscraper, where is what? There's nothing here, now there's more value. What would Brahma say? Brahma say, Chintamani Prakarasadvasun Kalpa Praksha Lakshavratishu. That is the explanation of Brahma. So this place is above you, Chintamani, that's it. It's not ordinary cement and bricks and iron and stones. Chintamani. Very valuable. There's one particle of Navadi is not equal to entire New York. Not comparing, cannot compare. Compare like that is offense. It's one of the 10 offenses. To think that this Navadi is in Bengal or just part of this province or part of this mundane country, to think like this is offense. Ayodhya, if this is Ayodhya, then the feelings of Ayodhya cannot be compared with anything mundane or material. Otherwise there's a peace that is around here, which is peace, the peace here, which is very costly, right? People who like to spend millions of dollars to get peace, to establish peace in Gulf. How much money are they spending to have peace? No, one of their missiles costs $1 million.
They're approximating it's costing about $1 billion a day.
And today is what, 30th day of the war?
Wow.
Isn't it? War?
32.
32?
Look, what is going on?
More than a month.
What is going on?
So many billions of dollars they have spent to have some peace around. Here? So much peace. So this is real opulence. Billions of dollars they are spending for peace. So much peace here. So that's the opulence of this abode. That's why we are feeling peaceful. Are you feeling peaceful?
Yes.
Your mind is pacified?
Yes.
So you give us $1 billion? No, no. And this is gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is rare. Just God bless mercy of the Lord. that we are here and are there in Iraq. So thank God. Thank Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank Prabhupada. Thank Vrindavan Thakur. Thank the deities here, Sri Sri Radha, Gandharva Kikiridhari. So just that mood of thankful mood. Let's hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur directly. Glories of this dweep.
Unfortunately, Bengali is not my mother tongue, similar to English. So please forgive me. I'm trying my best to translate. All glories to Panchatattva, headed by Sri Gaudhari. All glories to Sri Navadeep Dham. When Lord Nityananda came to this village known as Mamgachi, he told, see, this is Modadrum Deep, and this is none different from Ayodhya. In previous Kalpa, when Lord Ramachandra, he became a Banavasi, that means when he gave up, when he left his palace and came to the jungle for 14 years, he came with Lakshmana and Sita Devi to this place. And under the, that time there was a banyan tree, and under the banyan tree he made a cottage. And for many days he was staying here and he was getting bliss. And from me only, people will be experiencing the Prema Bhakti. And at the same time, there will be two types of ecstasy. So, one type of ecstasy the devotees will enjoy by associating with me directly. And another type of ecstasy the devotees will experience by separation. And those, the devotees, those who are my eternal associates, they will desire to experience devotional ecstasy by associating with me directly. But by my mercy, they will be experiencing the Vipralamba Rasa by separation. Actually, those who are experiencing the devotional ecstasy in separation, that is the highest pleasure. And this is known to the devotees. And after separation, when they will meet me, when they will associate with me, then they can enjoy 1 crore times more than simply by associating with me in Sambhoga. And that type of pleasure in my separation, you'll have to accept. This is what is described in the four Vedas. In the incarnation of Lord Gauranga, Kausalya Devi, or the mother Kausalya, will be also appearing at Sachi Devi, or known as also Aditi in the Veda, and he will appear as Vishnupriya, and he will be serving me. And in my separation, you will propagate the deity worship of Lord Gauranga. You know that tumhara piche dekho swarna sita kori. So when you will be separated from me in this Ramachandra incarnation, then I will make a deities of you, that means Sita, golden deities. And in this way, I will meditate on you in Ayodhya. So similarly, in exchange, when I will leave home and take sannyas, you will make my deities and you will be worshipping me in Nadia. And my dear Sita, this is very confidential. Keep it confidential. Please do not make a big publicity about this right now. This Navadvip Dham is my most dearest place. And Ayodhya cannot be compared. This is more than Ayodhya. I love Navadvip Dham more than Ayodhya. And this banyan tree will be known as Rama Bada Bhiksha in the Kali Yuga. That means this banyan tree will be named by the name of Lord Ramachandra. And Ayurupe Ramasita Lakhona Savita is Thane Kodadineka. And in this way, Lord Ramachandra was staying under the banyan tree for so many days in Tritaya Yuga. After that, Lord Ramachandra went to Dandakaranya. So by the desire of the Lord, the friend of Lord Ramachandra at that time, his name was Guhaka, the Sabara king, the tribal king. So he took birth here in a Brahmana family, in this age of Kali Yuga. And his name was Sadananda Vipra Bhattacharya. And he was a devotee of Lord Ramachandra. He knew nothing but Lord Ramachandra. So the day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Mayapur, this Sadananda Vipra, or this Brahmana Sadananda, was present in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And all the demigods, they took darshan of Lord Gauranga at the time of his birth in the house of Jagannath Mishra. And this great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, he could recognize the different demigods. And he could also understood that his Lord has taken birth here. But he was very curious. And he came back to his house. And he was meditating on his Lord. But that day, Lord Ramachandra appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Lakshmana was nearby him, with the original Ananta. And on his left, Sita Thakurani was there, and in the front, Hanuman was there. Then the Lord could understand who is Lord Gauranga. The Brahmana could understand who is Lord Gauranga. Then he became very happy, and he went to Mayapur, and without the notice of everyone, he was taking darshan of Lord Gauranga. And he was telling, I'm very fortunate, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra, is present in my eyes as Gauranga, in the form of Gauranga. After a few days, the Sankirtan started. Once upon a time, Mahaprabhu started the Sankirtan. And Sadananda Vipra, the Brahmana Sadananda, was dancing by chanting the name of Gaurahari.
Gaurahari!
So Lord Nityananda is telling, Oh my dear Jiva, this place is none different from Bhandiravan, a Vrindavan. And all the devotees, they see this as Bhandiravan. And by hearing all this, from Nityananda Prabhu, all the devotees were dancing in ecstasy by surrounding Nityananda Prabhu. And different devotional ecstasies, the symptom of devotional ecstatic symptoms were manifested in the body of Sri Jiva. And Jiva Goswami was crying out, "Oh, Gauranga!
Gauranga!"
And in this village, Lord Nityananda and his associates stayed over one night in the house of Narayani. And this Narayani was the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And this Narayani is the daughter of Sivas, right? Sivas' brothers, cousin, you can say. And Nityananda Prabhu was very happy by staying over here. Narayani is the mother of Vyasdev, that means Vrindavan Das Thakur. And she was serving all the Vaishnavas. And next day, the Lord went to Vaikunthapur, Lord Nityananda went to Vaikunthapur with all his devotees. And just by following the instruction of Nityananda and Jannamadevi, Thakur Bhakti Vinod is singing the glories of Nadia. With our Gaur Govanandi.
Let's chant our Gayatri's and then we'll go to the residence. Meantime, take darshan also and make offerings.
They're back there in the school. So the first presentation is from Sankarshan Prabhu Bhat. Other than Shankaraji Samadhi, he did say a few things quickly. So he has several more points. And there was preview and there was further view here. Okay, Shankarshan Prabhu. Get back to Arhat.
So we're going to have a little pep rally here to show Srila Prabhupada how much we feel about his magazine, Back to Godhead. But I have damaged ears, so I'm just requesting no cartels, just voices only, to show your enthusiasm. Everybody ready? Everyone is ready, say Gauranga. Very good. But again, a little louder. Okay. All right, everyone, give me a B.
B.
B. Give me a T.
B.
Give me a G.
G.
What does that stand for?
B. 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 B.
Back to Godhead.
Back to Godhead.
Okay, now here's a little quiz. What was the original literature started by Srila Prabhupada to fulfill the order of his spiritual master to preach in English language? Very good. What did Srila Prabhupada say is the backbone of the Hare Krishna movement? What's going to be the most popular magazine in the whole world? Very good. Very good. Okay, now that we got a little fired up about Back to Godhead magazine, we'll just discuss here for a few minutes, a little bit about it. Of course, it was started in 1944. Prabhupada originally met Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati in 1922. He told him to preach in English. And then again in 1936, again the same thing. He said, preach in the English language. So Prabhupada started this magazine for doing that, for preaching in English language.
Now, how many of you have seen the Ever Well Wisher, your Ever Well Wisher video? Let's see a show of hands. Okay, very good. Now, you may remember in that video, there was an interview with Mr. Surendra Kumar Jain. At that time, in Delhi, Prabhupada was going to Mr. Jain to get Back to Godhead printed. Prabhupada was so poor, he didn't have enough money to even eat. And whatever money he had, he would spend it to print Back to Godhead. So Mr. Jain, he'd feel very sorry when this sannyasi would come and he would feed him breakfast because he could see that he was not even eating. So Prabhupada took it so seriously. But Surendra Kumar, still being a little like a businessman, he said, well, Swamiji, why don't you stop this? And Prabhupada said, no, it is my mission, and one day you will see, Surendra Kumar, that I will succeed in my mission. So, Back to Godhead magazine finally coming to the West and becoming printed and being printed in huge quantities was the fulfillment of Prabhupada's desire. But somehow or other, due to our impurities or whatever, the magazine went out of print for a while. And now we're trying to revive it to bring back to Godhead magazine. It came out again in January. And the magazine is now very much geared towards the audience it's being targeted to, our devotees and our congregation, which we want to expand more and more until it includes the whole world. Now, we all know how ecstatic it is to distribute a piece of literature to someone. I mean, it really feels ecstatic when you convince somebody to take a literature and give a contribution. I mean, is there any greater nectar, Lokanath Maharaj?
I don't think so.
There's no greater nectar. And if you can do 2 pieces of literature, or 3 pieces of literature, or 10 pieces of literature, it's even more ecstatic. Now, just consider, when you sign somebody up for a Back to Godhead subscription, let's say the guy's 40 years old, and you sign him up for a BTG subscription, and he likes it so much he renews for the rest of his life and he lives to be 70. So how many pieces of literature is that, considering that eventually it's going to be back to 11 issues a year, as soon as we build up the subscriber base enough? How many issues will that be? That's 330 pieces of literature in that one 10-minute transaction you had with that person. That's big Sankirtan. 330 pieces of literature. Now if he's 30 years old, it's 440 pieces of literature if he lives to be 70. But what if his children continue the subscription after he leaves the planet, and his grandchildren and his great-grandchildren for the next 10,000 years? We can't even calculate how many pieces of literature you did in that one transaction. So BTG distribution, selling somebody a subscription, is big, big, big Sankirtan. Gauranga! So the more we distribute this literature, the more Prabhupada feels happy, and the more we feel happy. So let's see, a few more notes. So, a very important part of our preaching, and the fact is that in our temples, not everyone can move into our temples. But our goal, as Prabhupada desired, is we make the whole world Krishna conscious. So many, many people, more and more and more people, will have people living outside the temple and becoming devotees. Now many temples, just like we see in North America, many temples have big, big mailing lists, 500 people they mail to. So they have 500 people they're cultivating, they invite to their Janmashtamis, to their different Gaurapurnima, different celebrations. Now, and let's say there's 20 or 30 devotees in the temple. They're not able to go out and visit all those people and personally cultivate each and every one of those families. But if they get each one of those 500 families on a BTG subscription, then that means regularly that person is getting trained how to become Krishna conscious, how to become a devotee, how to understand this philosophy. So this is a way that we can expand our preaching and train up more and more and more devotees to make the whole world Krishna conscious. So this magazine now is especially being targeted towards us, to fire us up, educate us more. Just like this, the last issue has an article about Baladev Vijayabhushan, for example. It's to educate us more and to also train up our congregation. So this magazine is a very potent tool for doing that. And the more we can sign people up, the better off this movement's going to be. Now,
right now the rate is for people, because of postage difference and mailing costs. In the U.S. it's $18, Canada $29, and international is $32. We're requesting that each and every devotee get a subscription for himself or herself, and also begin signing up people that you know, that you want to help them become more and more Krishna conscious. Maybe your parents, your friends, people you're meeting. When you're out preaching on Sankirtan, just like I just spoke with Pralananda Maharaj the other day, and he's going to start giving subscriptions. He says it's a common practice when he's out at the airport, he'll sell someone a book, and they're very nice, so he'll ask for another contribution and give them a second piece of literature, a second piece. So now that second piece of literature will be a Bhakti to Godhead subscription. So we're asking everyone, when you're preaching, try to see if here's a person who'd like to try this magazine. Because someone who gets connected with this magazine, then they're on, we have their name and address also. And that means you can write back to Godhead, and you can find the names and addresses of all the subscribers in your part of the world, and then you can go visit them and cultivate them and sell them a whole set of books. Now, don't you think someone who subscribes to BTG would be a really first-class candidate to buy a full set of books? Gauranga! So this is how BTG distribution will increase our book distribution. Because anyone who's regularly getting this magazine, they're going to eventually want every single one of Prabhupada's books in their house. So it's a very fantastic way to just to flood this whole planet with Prabhupada's books. So that's all I had to say. Now anyone, I'll be here during the course of Mayapur and Vrindavan festivals both, and I'm going to be coming around to each and every room and seeing if you have your subscription yet. I'm going to ask my wife to go to the women's rooms. We're going to see if you have your subscriptions yet. And if you don't, we'll sign you up on the spot. So thank you very much. What's the world's most fantastic magazine? Questions? It conceivably could be. It conceivably could be. I think that's a nice goal to shoot for. We have to deal with the practical aspects as it stands now. It's not practical for us to immediately start doing that. But I think that's a very good goal that we eventually could do that. Any other questions?
How do we get subscriptions for those?
Well, you just talk to me and I'll take care of all the paperwork. You want to be a subscriber. Anybody who wants to be an agent also, you can get, that's how I got here, by the way. That's how I got my ticket to this festival, by selling back to Godhead. So, by being an agent, you can also get your ticket to the Navadvipa Parikram every year. So, a little history of my involvement with the magazine. I was a brahmachari for 14 years, and then after I got married, I was given a choice of being the pujari or getting a job, and I thought I might have more time to preach if I had a job. Previously I'd been a pujari, I couldn't even leave the temple building. But so I got a job for a few years, but it was really austere being out there and reporting to a karmi boss. And actually knowing that, the whole world is suffering because of a lack of Krishna consciousness, and I knew that there was nothing more important for me to do than to preach and tell them to become a devotee of Krishna. So anyway, I got a week off during Christmas last year, '89, and Jai Dodamaj had just come through and signed me up as an agent of Back to Godhead. So I said, this is great. I can just go out and do BTG subscriptions. So we just started visiting all the Indian motels around the Texas area. I had gotten a book from the state government which listed all the hotels and motels in the whole state, giving the name of the owner. So it was very easy to pick out the Patels and the Shahs. And we just went from motel to motel and sold subscriptions right and left. And then I came back after that ecstatic week of preaching, and I was just praying to Srila Prabhupada I could be engaged in full-time preaching, and sure enough, I went to work one day, and he said, well, Steve, we're laying you off. I took it as Krishna's mercy. So then I started doing this full time, and then the North American GBC last summer of 90 asked me to go to San Diego to start up a telemarketing campaign, which I held off on doing until the magazine was in print. So now, going back after this festival, I'll be working up, and Brahmananda Prabhu, the original Brahmananda, is also working on this project. We're going to try to develop a very successful formula for selling subscriptions over the phone. And I had very nice luck, actually, very nice success. I just made a few calls before I got on the plane to come over this side. I had a whole script worked out. I called up one gentleman there in San Diego. I said, "Namaste, Mr. Patel. This is Sankarshan Das from Back to Godhead magazine." He immediately said, "I'll take the subscription." So I thought it was a good indication that we may have a nice success with this telemarketing. And once we get a whole program worked out, we'll make training cassettes up, and we'll send out, we'll have scripts printed up, and we can send it around the world. Anybody who wants to try this, calling the people in your local area. We'll work out scripts for Indians, scripts for, you know, for Westerners. We're going to work up a whole program that you can just come home. You know, if you're a pujari, in the evening you may have an hour free. You can just get on the phone for an hour and sell subscriptions right there from your apartment or from the temple office. So anyway, we're working on all kinds of programs. Our goal is just to, just make Back to Godhead what Prabhupada wants it to be, the world's most popular magazine. Any other questions? Yes, Mataji. We do have it available in single issues as well. It's such a price that it doesn't devalue the subscription. In other words, any regular magazine, if you buy to the newsstand, it's more expensive than it is to get a subscription. Subscription is always the cheapest way to buy a magazine. So that's the technique we're trying now to try to make Back to Godhead a very solid, stable entity. Previously we were just selling it to the temples. I wasn't on the staff at that time, but we were just selling it to the temples, and they were selling the magazine, but the temple stopped buying the magazine. So now we're trying to establish direct relationships with subscribers, so the magazine is very solidly situated just on the basis of its relationship with its subscribers. And this has gotten the full blessings of our GBC in North America. So we're going on that course now to see how that works out. We've taken good advice from professional well-wishers who are in no marketing, and it looks like it's going to be the right strategy. We're going to see. But they are available in single issues at $4 a piece, retail. And then the temples, of course, get a much cheaper price so they can make a profit on it.
I would like to know what percentage of the subscriptions that you have sold. You said you've sold about 500 subscriptions. What percentage of them went to Indians? And what percentage went to Americans?
The subscriptions that I sold mostly to Indians. I would say at least 90% to Indians.
The Indians can be very big for
them. Yeah, I've spoken with Audrey Dharan in Calcutta, and also one other devotee who's preached here for 16 years, Ram Shekhar or Raj Shekhar. And they both thought that we could sell 50,000 subscriptions here. I just had to see about the current, there's some problem of buying things out of, Indian money going outside of India. I have to investigate that. But if it's easy to get, I know that there are wealthy Indians who buy magazines from the West. So we can easily arrange that. I'm going to investigate these the big news magazines here. What are they? Time.
India Today.
I'm going to investigate that we could place a big ad in one of those magazines and sell thousands of subscriptions just through the mail. That's what I will investigate. I know we have a State Bank of India there in Southern California. Then we might be able to work out some kind of a deal. I have to research these things.